Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Alan Young. Traveling by foot or by bike from north to south Sacramento just got a lot more interesting. A three-year project to turn 5 miles of trail into an outdoor museum is nearly complete. The Del Rio Trail, which preserves 23,000 feet of railroad tracks running alongside Interstate 5, now offers cyclists and pedestrians a new, fun way to commute and exercise. With 18 sculptures and 12 interpretive signs showcasing the area's art and history, organizers hope it will become a must-visit spot in Sacramento. Joining us to discuss how this project came together and what you might discover if you get on the trail this holiday season is Donald Gensler, the manager of the City of Sacramento's Art in Public Places. Donald, welcome back to Insight.
Thank you, Alan. Really pleased to be here. Thanks for having me.
Let's start by describing the Del Rio Trail for those who might not be familiar. Where does it start and where does it go?
Yeah, so you could start on the north side or the south side of the Del Rio Trail. It's about a 4.8-mile trail that runs from north to south, would run from like Riverside Boulevard all the way down just past Pocket Road, near the intersection of Freeport Boulevard and Pocket Road. And of course, you could come from the total other direction from the south as well.
And starting where on the south?
So you could start just a little bit past Pocket Road, near where the big water reservoir is that folks may know as you're coming in off Interstate 5.
And what was there before the trail?
So before the trail, this was an essentially abandoned rail line. It went through a couple different ownership rights over time. Initially was owned by Union Pacific and then transferred to Regional Transit and back and forth to where it ultimately landed as a part of the property for the City of Sacramento.
And let's talk about how this trail project gets started and then when does the art come in?
Absolutely. So the trail project was over a decade in the making, and I really only came into it in the last 3 years. But once the city committed to doing this trail project, to really hand it to our partners in Public Works, who reached out to the Office of Arts and Culture and said, you know, there's this new state grant called the Clean Act, and we would really like to apply to bring artwork to the Del Rio Trail. And although, you know, you might not imagine it, our departments don't always work hand in hand. I think we're trying to, and we're looking for opportunities to do that. But it was great to have folks from the Public Works reach out to us. We immediately jumped on it, got together with them, and wrote a grant, and ultimately received $5 million from the Clean Act.
And what's that?
The Clean Act was set in by the legislature to help kind of beautify and add projects across the state of California. So it really went to existing corridors and other areas in California where you could bring art or other kind of forms of just basically upkeep and beautification throughout California. And in our case, about half of the money ended up going to some remaining costs that were necessary for the trail and cleanup and things like that. And then the other half went to really hiring artists and engaging with this idea of art along the Del Rio Trail.
And were you part of that?
Absolutely. So I was an integral part of writing that grant. And immediately when I saw that, it kind of harkened back to like a time when I was fortunate enough to study in Europe. And in Vienna, like I thought back to like Beethoven in his Sixth Symphony, the first movement was basically about him traveling the trails around Vienna. And how incredible would it be if you just engaged artists with this kind of basic idea of making art about the trail in connection with the people that live and would utilize that trail on an everyday basis.
So it sounds like you're pretty energized. You've got this pretty big vision of what this can be. How did you decide, or what was the team that decided on the selection process? How did you figure that out?
Yeah, so we created a two-phase process. One, because we felt that community engagement was going to be really important. We were able to do an open call for an ultimately 20 artists were selected. We hire a panel, and all of our processes go this way. We do an open call where anybody can apply if they're qualified and if they're a professional artist. And in this particular case, 20 artists, actually, we had over 100 applicants, but 20 artists were selected to create art about the trail. And they were each given $7,500 to make art about the trail. They ultimately were able to engage with people simply by the act of making art. And when I say make art, I'm not talking about just visual art. They also created, Josiah Catalan created a work of music, a score of music. You know, you had Resolva Willow creating like...
Wait, what's the score of music? What can you describe that one?
He actually, he created music that was then performed at a local gallery called Twisted Track. So, which was great for me because I had thought about Beethoven early on, but Josiah was one of the artists that was selected. Also, Resolva Willow created cyanotypes based on pictures of the trail and things along the trail.
What is cyanotype?
Cyanotypes is a type of photography process that particular artist used. So I'm just giving you a couple examples, but of course there are 20 and so many more really wonderful pieces.
So what else stands out to you? I noticed that you brought some pictures of the art. What was one that really just kind of jumped out at you? Maybe just describe one that someone could see out there.
Absolutely. So what I should say real fast, though, is after that first phase, there was a second phase where then we also had a little over 100 people apply from around the country, and that was to create permanent public art. And so we had a whole list of artists, a couple local artists like Atlas Lab or Gerald Heffernan, but then also artists from across the country like Janet Zweig, Matthew Mizada, Stephen Glassman, and Singer Studio and Adam Frank. So all of these artists created work on the trail. So I'm looking right now at a piece by Atlas Lab, they created a whole series of five pieces that highlight granaries in that might be found in trees or other areas, maybe human-made, made by nature, but they're used as storage units. And so this team used that as their jumping off point. And each of those sculptures then relate to a specific type of tree on the trail. So I'm looking at one right now called Quercus suber, which is a cork oak. And so it highlights the fact that as you're walking along the trail, there's a cork oak right next to you.
So in our last couple minutes, how do you envision the trail contributing to the city's cultural identity over the long term?
Yeah, you know, it's so important for us after coming out of also a pandemic. It's so important for people to engage with spaces that feel healthy to them, feel like spaces that they can go and be a part of. When artists make art, they're basically giving you a vision. They're giving you something to kind of hold on to and think about. And you might have one initial interpretation, but then you might also bring your own cultural background, your own cultural identity into that interpretation. So one of the artists, for example, Stephen Glassman, did two pieces that kind of bookend each other using the kind of image of a feather. And, you know, there's a lot of kind of relationship both to indigenous cultures and to Stephen's own personal relationship to feathers and nature that go into that work. And so I think what's so important here is that as people view this work, which I really see as a kind of an outdoor museum, that they look at it and can interpret it in different ways and think about it and relate themselves into the work ultimately.
You know, we might be thinking this goes without saying, but this is free, right? Any family can find the trail at any place. Where are some places that people can pick up the trail?
Absolutely, yeah. So it really is a free outdoor museum, open 365 days a year, sunset to sundown, or sunrise to sunset. And there's a number of different major streets. Like I said, the first area is Riverside Boulevard, or on the south, let's say Pocket Road. But all along, there's areas along Florin Road, there's areas along Southland Park Drive, even segments along Freeport Boulevard where you could jump on the trail. So many different opportunities and places to jump on the trail and ride, but I do really recommend that if you have the time, really try to take it from one side all the way to the other and take some time to read some of the interpretive signs along the way that talk not just about the art, but also we worked with our history division and they developed signs that talk about different histories related to the area where that sign is placed. So I think it's a really great opportunity for families, great opportunity also if somebody's coming to visit Sacramento and you want to do a little outing. I think this is a great kind of resource to be out at Sacramento, not to mention just the basic safe corridor and the kind of environmental justice that goes into something like that, giving everybody a safe space to ride north to south in Sacramento.
Well, we got the holidays up, and I'm sure people will be looking for ways to get out of the house with family members. So it sounds great. I might check it out myself.
That'd be great. If you have a big meal on Thanksgiving, that's a place to go. Take a walk and enjoy it.
Donald, this has been fun. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Alan. Appreciate you having me.
Donald Gensler is the manager of the City of Sacramento's Art in Public Places. We've been talking about the Outdoor Museum at the Del Rio Trail, which runs from Land Park to the Pocket and Meadowview. That's Insight for today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. I'm Alan Young, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thank you for joining us, and we'll catch you back here tomorrow.